Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. The benefits of a music education are numerous and include intellectual, emotional, physical, and social advantages for children who receive it. But with so many subjects we want to teach in our homeschooling, it can be challenging to find the time. I am excited to share some easy ideas for adding music to our homeschools in a few minutes. But first, I want to invite you to join me in one of three Facebook communities. HomeschoolScopes.tv is our group for homeschoolers who like to create or watch live video. Grammar Guardians is for those who are using or are interested in using Grammar Galaxy Language Arts curriculum. The Organized Homeschool Life is for those who own the book by the same name and would like encouragement and support in getting organized. All three groups are a great way of building friendships and finding inspiration. You can find links to all three groups in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/add music. The teaching tip of the week is to use fidget toys with your kids, especially those who have trouble holding still or need a positive means of expressing emotions. When my kids use fidget toys, I'm sure they're not listening, but they are. The best fidget toys for family learning time are quiet, but clicking toys can be used during individual time. My kids are currently entranced by fidget spinners. They're so fun, I'd like one. I have a list of fidget toys and their benefits for you in the show notes. Now for this week's topic, how to add music to your homeschool in easy ways. My guest today is Gina Mayo. Gina is the mom of 8 children, ages 16 down to 4. She has homeschooled them from preschool through high school. She has been married to her husband, Michael, for 18 years. She loves learning, reading, and blogging, singing and playing the piano, teaching preschool music and movement classes, directing musicals, and writing music appreciation lessons and courses. Her blog, I Choose Joy, is a place to share her joy in family, in her home, and in homeschooling. She loves encouraging others in homeschool life, providing tips for homemaking, and sharing about her everyday life. Her other website, Music in Our Homeschool, is where she provides all the resources, tips, freebies, and giveaways you need to include music in your homeschool. Her 15-minute music lessons are very popular there. She also has an online course site at learn.musicinourhomeschool.com, where she provides self-paced online courses in music appreciation for all ages, including 2 for high school students to use for credit. Speaking of fidget toys, I apologize in advance for the clicking you'll hear in our interview. We don't know what caused it. The gremlin of Grammar Galaxy must be at it again. Gina, thank you so much for joining me. The first question I have is one I ask most of my guests. How did you decide to homeschool?
Well, I was actually teaching music in the public school system. I taught junior high choir for 3 years, and then I switched to elementary music. And while I was there, I started hearing about homeschooling, and I was unmarried at the time, but I would look around at the kids and I would see different things that would happen, and I'd think, if I could find a different way to educate my kids, I want to do it. And so my husband, actually, after we got married, knew about homeschooling, and then we started to investigate, and I realized that that would be such a much better way to, for us to educate our kids.
That is really neat. I don't even know if I knew that you were a music teacher in a school before you started homeschooling, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So you are a musical family, unsurprisingly. Can you tell us a little bit about how you incorporate music into your homeschooling life?
Well, one thing I've always done with my kids ever since my baby was born, my first one, I have eight, is teaching early childhood music and movement classes. The specific curriculum I teach is Music Garden. So my youngest child is finishing preschool this year, so that will be the end of it for all these last 16 years that I've been teaching my personal kids. I'm sure that I know that I'm still going to be teaching it because I'm doing it at our homeschool co-op next year. So that's one thing we've done. Most of my kids have started violin lessons at age 5 and then piano lessons a couple of years after that. They've done some other things like drums and guitar. We also do musical theater. We have a really neat musical theater program, kids program here for ages 6 to 18, where they do 3 big musicals every year. So we are very much involved in that.
Now, is that through a homeschooling group?
No, it's a larger organization. It's called Christian Youth Theater, and I think they have those in other cities. But then it was switched here to be called Spotlight Youth Theater. So there's a large number of homeschoolers in it. I think just because it's easier for us with our schedules to accommodate the homeschool schedule than it is for other kids that are in school.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. What a wonderful resource for homeschooling families.
It is. It's great.
That is neat. Okay. So, Gina, when I think about adding music to my homeschool, I immediately think about music lessons. And you mentioned that you have your kids learning a variety of instruments. And do you have any advice for making that an easier process? I mean, you have 8 kids, so I want to know how you make that work, just the actual involving kids in music lessons.
Yes, so we've done it in a variety of ways. I always try to find a teacher who can actually come to my house, and that has worked out perfectly for violin and piano and drums. Not always have we been able to do that. We have had to travel out for saxophone and guitar lessons, and now for an even higher level piano teacher. But that's the first thing I do, try to find a teacher that is here at our home. But I also know that there's some really great ways to learn just through YouTube. My son, before he started taking guitar lessons, just looked at YouTube videos and learned how to do different things that way. There's also some great video courses that you can do for music lessons. And I even know some lesson teachers that do it through Skype.
That's wonderful. I know that has been my experience too, Gina, that one of my sons taught himself guitar using YouTube videos. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah. I know people just really want to teach stuff and then they do it and it's free. So
right.
YouTube is such a great resource.
That's incredible.
Another great idea is to trade your talents with a music teacher or another homeschool mom that teaches lessons. So maybe if your talent is in writing instruction or math tutoring or maybe just house cleaning or something, you can barter with her and get some free lessons for your kids that way.
Okay, wonderful idea. So it has to be something else, though, just besides doing instrument lessons, right? Because there is so much that music can do to enrich our children's lives and our family life. So can you give me some other ideas for easy ways that we can incorporate music into our homeschools?
Sure. One of the easiest ways is when you're just driving around town, turn on the classical station in your car. And if you've never done that before, just do it for a few minutes to get started, because the kids will probably be saying, ah, I don't want to listen to that. But, you know, maybe 5 minutes every time you're driving around, and then they'll start hearing it and start appreciating it more. Hearing symphonies or even maybe choral and opera works, if you have that kind of station that'll play those. So that's probably the very easiest. I also love the Maestro Classics CDs. Those are really fun to listen to in the car. There's great apps and websites that you can use. One of my favorites for learning the note names quickly is called Flashnote. So that's an app. And one of my favorite online websites is called Classics for Kids. And they have games and podcasts about composers. It's really fun and a big variety they have there at that website. Let me look here at my notes. There's also great books and movies that you can get at the library or streaming. Maybe watch some musicals. If you've never watched musical theaters, I really didn't ever see hardly any musicals until I was about a senior in high school. And I just feel like I missed out on all that. I think The Sound of Music was the only one I had seen. And then I realized, wow, there's so many more. So watching musicals, there's also great biopics of musicians. Now, probably most of those would be more for the older teens. But I've seen some really good ones like... about the Beach Boys guy, I forgot his name. Lots of neat movies you could watch that will help you.
Can you explain what are the Maestro Classic? Like, I know that we have really enjoyed those, but if I have a newer homeschooler listening, she might not know what that is.
Yes. So there's a symphony conductor, and I don't remember his name, but he decided that he wanted to share this music with children. So he's got his whole symphony there, and he can have them play the orchestra, play the music, and he's picked different pieces of music, like some from Handel. There's Tchaikovsky, the Nutcracker, lots of different, I think there's about 12 different ones. And then he also finds ways to have these little other things on there, like explaining what the music means or finding a way for kids to play along with it. So it's not just listening to the music. There's other things along with it.
That's neat. Now, do you remember, Gina, because I don't have the name of it right in front of me, because there are also these CDs that give the life story of a composer while playing excerpts of their most famous pieces. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't heard those.
You haven't?
So I'm not sure. No.
Well, I have to go and pull them out of my cabinet then.
Yeah.
And
yes,
I will add the name of them to the recording that I will do after my interview with you, so people don't have to wait for the name of that. And everything that Gina is talking about, links to those you can find in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/add music. That is where you can find all of these links, because I know it can drive you crazy if you don't have access to these things and they sound interesting to you. Okay, well, these are some really great ideas. Do you have anything else for us about how we can easily incorporate music into our homeschools?
Yes. Amazon Prime Music is a really neat resource that a lot of people haven't even looked at. But if you have Amazon Prime, you have Amazon Prime Music, and they have these ready-made playlists. So you can just pick a composer or a musical style like opera or maybe bluegrass or something like that, or an instrument like the tuba or the violin, and then you can find a playlist that they've already put together and just listen to the music and study it that way.
Neat. What about music appreciation? Because you have given us some ideas for really learning to appreciate music in terms of listening to classical music on the radio as you're driving around, listening to this Maestro Classics, definitely the Amazon Prime Music. But is there anything else that you can recommend for us if we just want to learn more about musical genres and musical composers, and that gets us into music appreciation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've written some music appreciation courses and ebooks that the reason I wrote them was I wanted to teach it at our homeschool co-op. And then I put it together first as some ebooks, and then I put them into an online course. So I have 20th century music as one of them. And then I went back to the beginning and started with the Middle Ages and went through the Baroque, Renaissance, Baroque period, and classical period. So that's another course. And then I'm going to be writing the Romantic music this summer. So that would be about the 1800s. Okay. There's a lot of rich, great music there. But along with mine, there are some really great music appreciation courses by other people as well. A couple I can mention are Squilt, Bright Ideas Press, ZZoc has a really neat one, and I love the Notebooking Pages from notebookingpages.com too.
Okay, wonderful. Can you tell me and my listeners more what a music appreciation course would look like? How is it structured?
There are different ways to structure, but it seems like one major way is to focus on a composer. Okay. So we would pick a composer such as Mozart, and then explain when he lived, things that were happening during his time period when he was alive, and then just start listening to the music that he wrote. We would talk about the style that it was, which types of instruments he wrote for, if they did something innovative, and a lot of these major composers did do innovative things, like they came out, such as Beethoven, adding a choir to a symphony. And then sometimes we would even compare that to other ones, other composers at the same time, or find out what was different about what they did. So it just, the reason we use the word appreciation is because maybe the kids won't get to the point where they actually love classical music, but hopefully they know more about it and they can appreciate it.
I love that. That's really neat. I know, Gina, that I have used your 20th Century Music Appreciation course as an ebook. I have not used your course itself yet, but I will definitely plan on it. And I have looked inside your courses. And the thing that I love about it is that it is so much fun for me. There are musical pieces that you have provided the links to from YouTube that I am able to listen to and appreciate and learn the story behind. And I just happen to like the more contemporary music. And it's so much fun to share that with my kids. And it's something that they don't, groan about. They enjoy doing these lessons. They're short. They don't take a lot of time. And I understand that you created these courses then for your co-op. So, right. So if you think about co-ops, co-op lessons have to be engaging, don't they?
Yes.
You get a group of kids in a room, they are not going to put up with really dry material. So this is really a great course. And I am so interested in doing the other courses myself, and then of course I will have my kids participate with me. It's something that I would definitely consider doing for our co-op next year as well. So I wanted to ask you about another type of course that you have that I think my listeners would be interested in, and that is your 15-minute music appreciation lessons. Or can you tell me more about those?
Right. I started writing those for my website called 15-Minute Music Lesson Freebies, okay. just so a person could say, I want to do something musical today, and then just pull up the lesson. And there's a few videos and some printables and a little bit of a lesson right there. One of them that's the most popular is on music of the Olympics. And so people learn about the different music that you hear during the Olympics and who wrote it and why it was chosen for that event and why they keep using it every year. Let me think of another one. I have one on bird sounds that are in music. So composers love to imitate bird calls in their music. So there's a few videos that you can listen to about that. So people have really found these fun and easy to do. And then I took a bunch of those and turned them into a course as well. So instead of looking on the website individually, they're all right there in one spot. Mm. A course that I'm going to be writing this summer is the 15-minute music lessons. Actually, there probably won't be 15 minutes. I think I'll make them longer, but music of holidays. So they will be able to listen to some music that goes along with different holidays, like St. Patrick's Day and Easter and Thanksgiving.
Mm, I love that. And I know, Gina, because I am on your subscriber mailing list for Music in Our Homeschool, that you frequently send out free music lessons that have to do with the holidays. So people can
right.
listen.
Mm-hmm.
People can listen to a musical selection, and then you send printables that go along with it. It's such a wonderful resource, and I am so excited because you are offering a free resource to my listeners on the podcast. And you will be added to Gina's subscriber mailing list if you choose to download these, which you absolutely should, because Gina is providing us with a free composer sheet. So that sheet can be used to help study a composer, take notes, and just really share what your student is learning about a composer. So you could use that with any music curriculum where you're studying mm-hmm. a composer. And then you've also provided a printable for older students to make note of what they're learning about music appreciation. So what age would that printable be good for?
So the music listening sheet, probably junior high, high school.
Okay.
Because what they'll be doing is when they're listening to any piece of music, they can look at that sheet and fill in the different things that are on there, such as what is the tempo? How fast or slow is it? Is it tonal or atonal, which goes along more with 20th century music, which some music didn't even have a tonality to it. Mm. There's a link at the bottom of that sheet that you can get a glossary to understand what all the terms are in case some of those, like, what does atonal mean? But yeah, it's a higher level sheet. So it's really good for the older kids.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I'm so glad. You know, as you were talking, I was like, oh, I know what atonal is now. But at first, I'm like, what? What is that? Okay, so if you would like to get these music printables that Gina is providing for free to her subscribers, you just need to text me at 44222 the phrase add music with no spaces. That will be available that way for a limited time. If you would like to get these printables and you're listening later, you can go to homeschoolsanity.com/add music and download them. Gina, I know that my listeners are going to want to connect with you because you are just a wealth of music education information. What is the best place for people to find you?
Well, all my music stuff is at musicinourhomeschool.com. If you'd like to look at the courses, it's learn.musicinourhomeschool.com. And I do have another blog as well that focuses more on general homeschooling, home life, and family, and that's ichoosejoy.org.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that is a wonderful resource too, Gina. I love what you write on iChooseJoy.org. And I know.
Thank you, Melanie.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know my listeners would love that too. This has been wonderful. I am excited about these ideas, and I want to begin incorporating more music into our homeschool. I am so impressed by everything that you do, Gina. I know.
Well,
I know.
You're not seeing what I'm not doing.
I know. I know people say, wow, you have 6 kids. And then I think, Gina has 8 kids. And she's directing musicals, or at least doing the music part of it, right?
Right.
So,
yes.
Yes. It is a lot, but we do have a lot of joy in everything that we do. And I know that Gina joins me in saying that if we can do it, you can do it. So
yes, that's true.
Isn't it true? So thank you so much, Gina. And I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Melanie.
The CDs I was mentioning in my interview are the Music Masters series. One title is The Story of Haydn in Words and Music. Through May 15th, 2017, you can use code SANITY to save $10 off any music appreciation course besides the homemaking and sampler courses. Go to psychowith6.com/music. For an inside look and a chance to win Gina's music curriculum, join me on Facebook Live at the Psycho with Six page on May 9th, 2017. Today's action steps are: join one of my Facebook groups, homeschoolscopes.tv, The Organized Homeschool Life, or Grammar Guardians. I'd love to get to know you there. Consider giving your kids fidget toys. Choose one way to add more music to your homeschool. Start lessons, listen to music on the go, study music with CDs or apps, and consider a music appreciation curriculum. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.